Hello, all of you out there in Radio Land. This is KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM. And for our virtual listeners, we hope you stay glued to kptz.org. Our website's more than just a way to listen to today's show. For example, you can find the biographies of all of our hosts and DJs. You can look up calendar listings to see what's happening around town. You can even sample some of our earlier shows. In fact, much of the original programming on KPTZ is currently available as podcasts. You know, double your listening pleasure. Listen to today's show as well as some earlier ones. I'm Marianne McNellis, and this show is called Our Town. Have you ever wondered who the people are that you see every day around the area? Who are the sopping wet sailors climbing up the boat ramp right next to the Port Townsend Salmon Club sign? And who were those two silver-haired ladies parked in the center two seats at the Rosebud Theater the other day, leaving a single seat on either side of them? I politely asked them to move over one seat so the two of us could sit together. I was rather stunned when they said they liked where they were and would not consider moving. I sputtered, "Thank you for your courtesy," before trying to find another two seats. Gee, I sure hope those two were visitors, not locals. I prefer to think more highly of the people in Port Townsend. Still, there are many types who make up this community, and this show, Our Town, profiles some of the fascinating people who live and work in Jefferson County. We talk with the people who make up the eclectic mix around these parts. We talk about their lives, their dreams, how they ended up on the western edge of the continent, able to look across the Strait of Juan de Fuca, right at Vancouver Island, Canada. Over time, we'll be talking with firefighters and foodies, bus drivers and baristas, the lawyers and the ladies who lunch. We try to find out what makes them tick and what they think about living in beautiful Jefferson County, amid the deer, the otter, and even the magnificent soaring eagles. Today, my guest is someone who's very much a part of the local scene, Polly Rogers, who works at Mom's Laundromat, right down there near the Boat Haven. So welcome to the show, Polly.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay, so tell me, are you a local girl born and bred right here in Port Townsend?
No, I was born in Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Okay, and when did you arrive in Washington State?
We moved to Shelton in 1942, and my mother and dad got divorced, and when she remarried, we moved to Port Townsend.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Lots.
Lots. How many's lots?
My mother and dad had two girls and two boys. In the divorce, she got up four of us, but she couldn't support us on laundry wages. And she married a man that had four children, and he had five girls.
Wow.
And I was like a second mother to them. My stepdad and mother went to town every night to get things for dinner, and I always started the potatoes and vegetables.
Right.
And got five little ones bathed and fed and
wow.
Put to bed.
So you were the oldest of eight or nine?
13.
13? Wow. Wow. You know, I was the oldest of five, and as the oldest, you're sort of the de facto second mom slash babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of work for a kid.
It is. My one sister always said that when I left home, she felt like she'd lost her mother.
Yeah, I can see that. How old was she when you left home?
Eight.
I see, yeah. How old were you when you left home?
16.
16, yeah. Well, that's an age where a lot of people want to move on with things.
Yes.
Yeah, and so when you left, where did you go?
To Kentucky. My first husband was in the military, and not a very nice man. So when he went overseas, I found a new husband, and we had three sons.
Okay. Well, first, let's talk a little bit about going to Kentucky. I mean, there you were, a teenage girl, and you had lived all your life basically, well, since a little girl in Western Washington,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden there you are in Kentucky. Do you remember what you thought about it? How was it different?
It was very, very big. The house that I stayed in, it was residential, and there was a slaughterhouse real close and a distillery that made whiskey.
Wow.
I couldn't tell you what kind because at 16, I didn't know a lot about liquor.
I wouldn't think so. Wow. And were you living alone and with your husband in this house, or was it a group?
I was with his mother and older brother.
I see. Okay. So he was from there.
Yes. Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky. I was there once. I had a bad dentist experience in Louisville. So I don't have good memories of Louisville myself, personally.
It was hot. Yeah. Fireflies at night.
Yeah. How long did you stay in Kentucky?
3 months.
3 months. Well.
And I took the Greyhound bus to San Pedro, California.
San Pedro, yeah.
I was there 3 months and came home.
Okay. And he went overseas?
Mm-hmm. To Okinawa.
Okay. And somewhere along the line, you met your second husband.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you happen to meet him, by the way?
My stepdad had a wrecking yard across the street from the house we lived in.
Okay, that's back here in Port Townsend, right?
Yes, over here on Landis.
Okay. You know, a wrecking yard, a lot of young guys hang out.
Exactly. And nowadays, wrecking yards don't survive because the cars are made. It's a hood full under there.
That's all computers.
That's all. For sure.
Yeah. Okay. So your husband then, I guess he was a local guy, right?
Born and raised here.
Right. Wow. In Port Townsend.
Yeah.
So you came back here. You had a little adventure in Kentucky and San Pedro, but you came back to Port Townsend, met a nice guy. And you mentioned that you had a couple of children. How many?
Three boys.
Okay. What do they do?
My oldest son works at Hadlock Lumber.
Mm-hmm.
My middle son works at Onklum, which is steel.
Mm-hmm.
And my youngest son works for Murray Disposal.
So three sons. How many grandchildren do you have?
8 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren.
Wow. How old is the youngest great-grandchild?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. Huh. What's his or her name?
Jackson.
Jackson. Nice name.
Yeah.
Nice name. When you were a young married couple, what was Port Townsend like in those days?
Small.
Yeah?
That little plaza where Don's Pharmacy, all the teenage kids that had cars parked alongside that breakwater, and we only had one bank, two dime stores, and J.C. Penney's, and a couple of high-end ladies.
I didn't know there was a J.C. Penney's here at some point.
There's an Olive next to Belmont.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there.
That's where it was. Huh? Interesting. Well, you know, I was talking with the guy who owns Bergstrom's Classic Cars.
Robin.
Robin, yeah. And he was telling me that when he was a kid, there was a lot of drag racing going on.
Yes.
Was that happening when you were?
Yes.
But I knew, from his description, I couldn't quite figure out where they were racing.
On Water Street.
Really?
Yeah.
Right there on Water Street. And I guess the cops sort of just looked the other way.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I guess as long as nobody gets in an accident or anything.
Yeah, and then there's 3 hills over on Morgan Hill, and I'm not real sure what the name of that road is, but they kind of race out there, too. Well, gasoline was, what, 23, 24 cents a gallon?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so you could have a lot of fun for not a lot of money.
Ooh, that the price of 1 gallon now, I'd buy a whole bunch at that price.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I was curious. You know the corner of F Street and San Juan?
Mm-hmm.
And just recently they've been ripping down the remains of what looked like it was a little store there on the corner.
Oh, and San Juan Grocery.
Was it a grocery store?
And as you go up 22nd Street, there's a small building that was also a grocery store.
Really?
Uh-huh. And there should be a moving truck. Something like affordable moving right across from the cemetery.
Huh. Yeah, I've always wondered why there weren't any grocery stores out that way. It seems to me like there are a lot of people who live out there.
Well, in Dallas, that was a grocery store just right down the street here.
Huh. OK, Can you recollect when did Safeway come to Port Townsend?
1936.
1936. Well, Safeway first must have had a small store, and then it got bigger. Is that basically what
they
happened?
They moved over to the plaza where Mercantile is.
Obviously, quite a number of places come and gone in Port Townsend over the years. Now, there's a place that I've heard about that was Crazy Eric's, is it?
Yes.
Tell me about Crazy Eric's.
It is now the Bayview.
Huh?
And right beside it was this big mound of dirt. And the kids, before they ate and sometimes after, went out and crawled around on that and got dirty. Just dirty. And Swilkie's was right beside it, a tire shop. Uh-huh. And when they moved up to where Les Schwab is now,
yes,
they tore that pile down and the Swilkie building and the Roma Inn Tavern and built those condos.
I see. Okay. So what other stores do you remember that came and went over the years?
Well, K&F uptown by the Roadhouse. That was a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And across the street where Habitat is was Tomboy Grocery Store.
Okay. Now, in the olden days, let's call it, there was a bowling alley, maybe two bowling alleys, and there was ice skating, right? Or roller skating.
Yes, the roller skating rink is now a church.
Uh-huh.
Across the street from Blue Heron.
Blue Heron, okay. The church across the street from Blue Heron used to be roller skating?
Uh-huh.
Wow. And when did that change, do you remember?
It just was closed down.
Huh.
You know, new things, skateboards came along. And
yeah, yeah. Well, it's too bad. I mean, it would be fun to have a roller rink in town.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would be too good at it, but that's a different issue, right?
I sat more than I skated.
Well, I remember one place I lived where they had a roller rink, and it was mostly socialization. People would sit on the sides, and the one I went to had beer and wine.
Oh.
So people would sit and have a beer and skate some, but they also just sort of hung out with their friends.
And that's what gets you in trouble.
Yes, exactly. Wow. Oh, well. So you now work at Mom's Laundromat. Now, mm-hmm. I just want to clarify something, because when you drive down the street and you look at the sign, one place says Mom's Laundromat and another place says Carol's Laundromat. Can you let our listeners know what it means?
I meant to ask Amy why that's not been taken off, but it is Mom's Laundromat.
Okay.
And there is, I know, it's Amy's mother who is Mom. But a lot of people call me Mom. And the other day, one man left and said, goodbye, Grandma.
Well, you are sort of the mom of the laundromat. How many years have you worked there now?
21 today.
21, wow. Well, working at a laundromat gives you an interesting perspective on the town. So first, let's just sort of talk about the clientele. Who uses the laundromat? What kinds of people do you see?
Every kind there is. Homeless, wealthy people. The wealthy people mostly drop off rugs and comforters.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a fun place to work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of socialization.
Yeah, it's always seemed that way to me.
Yeah.
When I've been down there. Now, you guys have an interesting collection of socks that are framed, hung up on the walls down there at the laundromat. How did that get started?
Carol started that, and it's just kind of carried on through the years.
How is it organized? Is there one sock a year, or is it just interesting socks?
First, it's supposed to be the first sock of the year, but
okay.
I'm not sure when. I think about 2012 is the last sock, and then a few got misplaced when Amy bought it, and they painted everything.
Okay, well, you know, we both know there are socks, and there are socks. There's, you know, your standard black men's sock. And then there are socks that have little footies for each toe. I mean, do you pick them on style or?
It's supposed to be the first sock of the year. But you know, like you mentioned, they'd all be white, black, green.
Yeah, exactly. Now, tell me the story about the gold sock.
Oh, Amy gave that to me last year on my 20th anniversary. She got a used trophy, and she made a gold sock out of some sort of net. And she wrote something about me and my attitude in there, which was cute. She didn't say anything derogatory. And when I went home, I laid it on the back seat. And when I picked it up, the sock was still on the seat. So my son and I put it back together with a piece of doweling.
So you broke the sock.
Yeah. Oh, it's very, very tender.
Okay. Well, it's not at the laundromat. So people who want to see it can't see it because it's a personal treasure, right?
That's right.
People tend to lose things at laundromats like socks, but what would you say was some of the weirder things you've found left behind?
Well, a clock.
A clock? How big a clock?
Oh, 10-inch, I guess.
10-inch clock? I mean, how did that end up in the laundry?
Came with the laundry, I guess, and never got picked up.
Oh, that is strange. A clock?
Today I found a laptop in a man's laundry, so I wrote on his ticket, laptop in bag, and I told Amy I stood it on end in between, because if he'd have picked his bag up and just clunk.
He could have broke it.
I don't want to be responsible.
Yeah, wow. So this was someone who dropped off a bag of laundry to be done, and in there was his laptop. That sounds like a real absent-minded fellow you've got.
Well, and me too. He came back to say he wanted it by noon, and then he came back to say he was doing a road trip, and he wouldn't make it back till 8 o'clock. Huh. And I thought, his laptop.
This is a very forgetful fellow. You obviously really enjoy working at the laundry.
I do.
So tell me why. What do you like
about
it? I don't
know, but I try to be there by 7:15 every morning that I work, and I don't get paid for that time, which does not upset me. I genuinely like being there, and all the people. And I have one man that every time he comes, he brings me an avocado from the co-op.
That's nice.
Oh, and they're wonderful.
Very sweet, yeah. Okay, you're listening to KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM on the radio dial or online at kptz.org. The show is called Our Town. I'm your host, Marianne McNellis. Our Town profiles some of the fun and fabulous people who live and work on the Olympic Peninsula. We talk with them about their lives and what they think about living and working in Western Washington. My guest today, Polly Rogers, who has a rather unique perspective on the town. Polly is the heart and soul of Mom's Laundromat. That means she literally knows a lot about the dirty laundry around here. Now, before we get into dirty laundry stories, let's have a more literal interpretation. All of us do laundry, and there are always stains of some sort, things that are hard to get out. What do you think's the toughest cleaning challenge that you face?
Oil.
Oil?
Cooking oil. Car oil.
Huh. Does it matter what kind of oil?
Doesn't seem to.
And so what's your advice for the neophyte? What do you do with oil?
Well, I try to spray before it's dried. But if I miss, like yesterday I did on a pair of pants, and I sprayed it and let it lay for, I don't know, a couple, 3 hours, and I rewashed it. Gone. Mm.
Now, you told me the other day that you're a fan of OxyClean.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I am too. Now, do you spray things ahead of time with OxyClean?
We use powdered Oxy.
Ah, okay.
And a lot of men's white socks, you can tell they've been out in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I've been very fortunate. I just add a little extra, and you never know it had been there.
Ah, but you don't use the spray at all?
No.
I use both. Well, it depends. I mean, sometimes I use both, you know.
I just basically use what we have.
Okay. Now that we've talked about real dirty laundry, let's talk about the other kind of dirty laundry. It seems to me there was a story about finding someone's delicates in someone else's bag without naming names. Can you go into that a little bit?
This fella, him and his wife used to drop off their laundry. And then he took a job delivering boats to California and bringing boats back to Washington. And then I didn't see either one of them for a couple, 3 years. And he came in one day, and he had lost 50 or more pounds.
Wow.
And I asked about his wife, and he said, we're divorced. And he said, they live in the port. And I said, anybody I'd know? And he said, I don't know and I don't care. So this new man had been coming in, but there were never any women's clothes. Then all at once, there were women's clothes. And then one day, when I was sorting, I found this pair of undies. And I went, oh, my God. And the owner come running up and said, Polly, are you all right? I said, I just figured out where his wife went. She said, how? I said, by the undies.
So her undies were in someone else's bag, if I get you right.
And they rode off into the sunset, apparently.
Well, let's hope they're happy together. That's funny. You learn a lot. You mentioned something about people living in the port. There are quite a few liveaboards down there. Do you have any idea how many?
No, I don't. But there's a new couple that came in an 85-foot boat.
Yeah.
It's painted bright red. It's on the linear dock. And I said, with a boat that big, why don't you have your own washer and dryer? He said, we could. But he said, let me show you my garden. And he built wooden boxes that have etching around the top. They're beautiful. And they've been varnished. And they're growing onions and lettuce and a lot of herbs.
That's amazing. So this guy has an 85-foot boat, and he's got a garden on board, and he raises his own veggies.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I can't quite figure in my head just how long 85 feet would be.
That's pretty big.
I don't like the water, or I might venture to walk down there. How many big, big, big boats would you see?
Yeah, I doubt if there are that many, but I've never heard of a garden on a boat before. But I did have one guy that told me he had a big sailboat, and he went from Hawaii to Washington, and he had this big dog. And I happened to say, did the dog, you know, go with you? And then, of course, it occurred to me, where did the dog poop, you know? Turns out he cut a piece of indoor-outdoor carpet, and he had it in a particular spot and taught the dog to use that. And then he would just hose it down out in the middle of the ocean and, I guess, occasionally drag it behind. I thought, oh, that's ingenious.
Well, yeah.
Like, very weird, you know? Oh, well, the things people do.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you told me about the clock that you found. You also told me at one point you found a couple of pairs of shoes in a washing machine.
I put them in there. Amy found them. That one pair was wooden.
Wooden?
Yeah. And I forgot to tell her they were in there. And she said, it was so funny when I opened the lid. Here's these four shoes.
Yeah, that would surprise me if I was down there.
But the lady had wanted them washed.
She had wanted them washed. Well, I'm glad she told you, because I wouldn't assume that that was something that people wanted washed,
no,
you know?
No. At my house, if it can't be washed, I don't own it.
Right. Well, yeah, there is that. Some people, I don't know. It's expensive, you know, taking care of things like that. You know, I know the laundromat offers sort of two kinds of service. One, you come in with your roll of quarters or whatever, and you do it yourself. The other, you drop off, as you were mentioning before. What percentage, I know you've never really calculated it carefully, but do most people do their own, or do most people drop off? What's the...
Well, now today it was very quiet. But most days I sell right around $200 worth of quarters.
Huh?
And they use a change machine a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I never had thought about that much.
Yeah, well, you must have to keep a bunch of quarters around or run back and forth to the bank a lot.
No, we recycle.
Mm-hmm. What are the hours for the laundromat?
9 to 8 o'clock, except Saturday and Sunday, it's 8:30. But like I said, on the 4 days that I'm there, I come early.
Early, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a few men, not too many women, like early. But no, I guess I kind of cater and spoil them. They want to be in and gone before it gets busy.
Huh. Well, when I've been in there, there often are people who bring kids along. And I know you know, got a few books and things like that for kids, a few toys and everything. Are there often kids there, or I just happen to show up when there are kids around?
I don't know. There aren't as many kids as there used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But there are three or four families that have five and six noisy little kids.
That could be a problem. So we're now at sort of what people loosely call the festival season around town, and the tourists are coming. Does that impact your business a lot?
Yeah. The elderly, especially, and they always do their own laundry.
Mm-hmm. And so when Centrum has a big music festival like the Fiddle Tunes or Blues or whatever, does that mean a lot of business for you guys?
We used to do the Fiddle Tune shirts that the workers wore that on the back told their whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't for last couple years, and it could be because they have laundry facilities at Ford.
Oh, that's true, too. They do now. I hadn't really thought about that. How would you characterize the way the town has changed in, like, the last, let's say, 20 years?
It's just grown in leaps and bounds. People move here, and one lady, they sold their house for more than they had asked for, and it came up, and she said, I'm here with my very deep pockets.
Deep pockets, yeah. Bet she moved from California.
She did. She did.
Yes, I think it's true.
And housing, you just pay an arm and a leg and you get nothing.
Now, you mentioned to me that you have lived in the same house for, what was it?
63 years.
63 years. Wow, that's amazing. Is the house the same as it was when you moved in, or has it changed
a
lot?
No. When we started having babies, why he added on to it.
So it's bigger now.
Well, not much. I have 1,130 square feet.
That's not huge.
No.
No. But the area that you live in, you have a lot of family nearby, right?
Yeah. I'm related to half or more of the people on Four Corners Road.
Wow. Including one of your sons.
Two sons, yeah.
Oh, two sons. They live right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's real handy.
And one granddaughter.
Well, that's very handy to have them there. And it sounds like they're pretty, it sounds like the kind of guys that are pretty handy around the house.
The one, yes.
Well, you can always call on him if you need something fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Polly, believe it or not, we're just about out of time.
Oh.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, it's been... I've really enjoyed it.
Okay. You have been listening to Our Town on KPTZ, Port Townsend. My guest today has been Polly Rogers from Mom's Laundromat. She's one of the many unique and fabulous people around Port Townsend who makes this town so much fun. In closing, I want to thank you, the listener. KPTZ is an all-volunteer community station. We're working hard to make it the best station possible, but we can always use help from you. Donations are always welcome. For example, it would be lovely to soundproof our tiny little studio, but that would take more money than we have. But if anyone wants to donate money, we'll cheerfully accept it. And we're always looking for volunteers. We always need help at the station. So keep listening to KPTZ for more dynamic, eclectic community radio.
Our Town is an original KPTZ production created by Marianne McNellis and engineered by John McPherson.